name is Bob. This net held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be Tuesday, October 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening.
This is KD2AIT, good evening.
Okay, we've got two. N2PFM, George, how are you?
Good evening to everybody on the net. We got a temperature here of 46 degrees, and that's the low for the 24-hour period. It was 57 midnight last night, and it's been dropping ever since, ever so slowly. The wood stove started up again now. I'm running as low as I can keep it running. And looking forward to church tomorrow, the Lord's Day. That's one thing I'm always looking forward to. And somewhat cool weather as well. That will say God bless and 73s. Hope everyone's doing well. And 2PS, I'm clear. Oh, and one other thing. I don't know yet. I haven't heard anything about which Saturday night we got to set the clocks back an hour. And 2PS, I'm clear.
Okay, George. Thanks for the report on the weather. I couldn't tell you myself. I'm not sure either. I know it's been a little bit changed through the years. They've said it at different times, so I couldn't help you out on that one. All right, very good. Thanks for checking in. KD2AIT, Jeff, how are you this evening?
Well, good evening. It's KD2AIT. We're doing good. We're up here at camp. Had a good day, even though it pretty much rained here all day. Sometimes it rained pretty hard, but we got up at 5:30 and we got out there and we were able to get up into our blind reasonably dry, kept the powder dry anyway, which came in handy because we had a buck walk out in front of us this morning, so we took that in, and finally, after 3 years up here, I finally had a buck walk out in front of me. And of course, it walks out during the time when I could take a buck or a doe. Usually when I'm up here and I can only take a buck, the only thing I see is does. So the one time I can come up here and I can take a doe, a buck comes out. So anyway, we're kind of happy about that. We spent some time dragging that thing out of the woods and getting it set up here. The boys weren't up this weekend. They have homecoming there, up there in Adirondack. So it's just me, but I managed to get it all done and squared away. So having a little celebration here by myself, basically. Kids don't come back till next week. So anyway, so we're kind of happy about that. We got the wood stove going. We have 43 degrees here up at camp. And a light mist out there, rain. Almost feels like it could turn to snow at some point tonight. I hate to say that, but that's what it feels like out there. Anyway, I guess the temperature cooling down tonight's a good thing. I got that buck hanging out there, so it'll keep it from spoiling. Anyway, that's about all I have to report, so we'll turn it back to you. This is KD2AIT.
Okay, Jeff. Well, sounds like you had a good day at camp. Rain didn't deter too much for you. And glad to hear you got a buck. And seems like sometimes when you really want to get one, they're never around, or you can't get a good shot at them or whatever. I haven't been out hunting myself in, oh, more years than I can even recall. I used to enjoy it, but I'm glad you had a good time with it, and I think it is going to cool down. And the snow, I don't know. They were talking about the possibility of that over the weekend. I heard it twice, but I didn't hear it in the regular weather report, so I couldn't say if we're going to get it or not. I certainly hope not. It can be a bit cooler, and we can do without that for a while. Well, very good, Jeff. Thanks for checking in. And we'll give another shot, see if anyone else would like to check in. This is N5ALW. Seems like I'm a little out of breath this evening. I don't know what's going on with that. I didn't do much myself today. It pretty much rainy, went to Rome, got a little bit done there we had to take care of, and that was pretty much it. We came home, relaxed, had lunch, took a little nap this afternoon, got on the computer, got a few things there, made a contact or two on 40 meters, and that was the sum total of the day, so enjoyed it, however, had a good time. I just wish we get a little sunshine once in a while. That helps the morale. So with that, we'll make another call. This is N5ALW, looking for check-ins. Okay, are there any comments or queries for late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight, George and Jeff, those that listened. This is N5ALW, clear.
Good day tomorrow. KA2000.